Voices of the Temple, official podcast of the Temple of Witchcraft, exploring mystery and magic through love, will, and wisdom, hosted by Adam Sartwell.
Hello, listeners. We're going to just get into our sacred space, and I'll tell you the amazing person who's with me today. I call upon the Great Spirit. I call upon the two who move as one. Through the three rays of love, will, and wisdom, I call upon the goddess, maiden, mother, and crone, past, present, and future, creator, sustainer, and destroyer, weaver of the web. I call to the god, lord of light and lord of darkness, god of the green and the gold, god of the horn and the red, singer of the song. Be with us now and forever, so mote it be.
So mote it be.
So I am here with Luna Raven, the amazing, she's just amazing. I know, because I, taught her through till Witchcraft 5. So we're going to just jump into my questions and all of that, unless you want to introduce yourself.
Oh, no, we can get going with the questions.
All right. So how do you spiritually identify?
That is so funny. When you first asked me this, I was like, I don't even know, but it's very clear to me. I am a forest witch. I was taught by the forest way before I even knew what witchcraft or anything was. And once I found the temple and became temple trained, it's all kind of come down to nature. So I am like a little nature spirit. And so everything that inspires me when I need knowledge, wisdom, recharging is all gifts that the forest gives me. And magic, everything from art to spells to rituals to just life is forest based. So I guess I would identify with a little forest witch.
That's great. I know for myself, I will sometimes take time in the forest to take a walk or a hike or whatever, and I call it fairy time, because it's time without humans, and it's very helpful for me. It's always seemed to, like being somewhat empathic, it's like the forest clears me in some way from all the things I absorb, or it's always a good time. But
yeah, it's funny. My wife would we'll be hiking, and she'll like, is this a hike where you're gonna go and be non-human, or is this a hike where I can like come along with you? So she knows now that like there's times I'll go and I'll just start talking to a tree or something, or just sitting with it, and I look up and she's gone. She's totally like checked out. So she asks now, are you gonna be human or not human? So yeah, I can feel you when it comes to the like the healing. And it's just nature is wonderful.
Yeah, it is. So I think you've already dived up into it a little bit, but what is your witchcraft origin story?
I always believed in something other than what I was told. And I think that's where it all stems from, is I've always challenged everything. And I'm very, I don't know, Seventh-day Adventist is how I grew up. My father was a pastor. My mother's a teacher. And they introduced me to nature. We lived outside. So they're the ones that helped me with the forest. And I had a really awesome father who would help me with the challenges, because I didn't believe what I was being told. And most people in are like, do as I say, not as I do. And this is how it is. So for me, I was really blessed that I had a father who wasn't not only preacher, but helped me find the answers that not only didn't agree with what I was told to believe, but he encouraged me to figure out what it was that I was questioning. And through that, I found the temple. And the temple is what gave me the labels, the clarity, the tools, the direction, and the ability to transform and find my higher self and all the answers that come along with that. So I hope I summed that. I mean, it's a long process. So again, through nature and the temple, I found myself. I'm not finding myself. I don't like that. I got the tools again for the clarity that I needed to move forward. But yeah, I'm kind of rambling now. So
It's
yeah.
okay. You can ramble.
Yeah.
So obviously you've gone through the witchcraft training because we've talked a little bit about that, but
Yes.
and you just recently graduated Witchcraft 5. What
Yeah.
can what can you tell me about your experience with the temple training?
Wow. It's really funny because when I first moved from Tennessee to Massachusetts, I had already done 1 through 3 on my own. And I moved here and was like, wow, this is where it's originated from. So that was super cool. And then a friend of mine said that she's starting Witchcraft 1 at the Nest. And I was like, no way. And I called Robbie and I was like, Robbie, get me in. And she did. And so when I came into it very open, like I'd never done it before, which was beautiful because I got to, but I also love it because I got your aspect, because you brought the mediumship of it when Christopher brings the science of it. So it was really beautiful to see it delivered in a different form. And so I got the it's hard to do on your own versus when you are being taught. That's pretty clear there. But the main thing that I realized, and it's really crazy because you start it and you're like, oh, let's learn how to do spells and let's learn what the word originated from and what kind of witch am I and how to work with the planets and everything. But when you get to the end, you realize that it's more of a soul transformation than learning how to just do a certain spell. It's transformative. And it has been the most difficult, challenging, inspiring, and humbling experience. And I am so honored to actually have you as our teacher, but to also to now be a high priestess of the temple is something I never thought, you know, going into it. It just kind of like just led to it. But I love who I am today because of the temple, and I'm so appreciative of it.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Voices of the Temple is brought to you by our many wonderful sponsors for the Temple of Witchcraft Community Center Fund, including our anonymous and monthly contributors. Special thanks to the Robin's Nest, a metaphysical community in all ways for always. Located in Bellingham, Massachusetts, the Robin's Nest offers a wide selection of magical tools, divination decks, books, crystals, incense, herbs, oils, teas, and candles for all of your spiritual and magical needs. The Nest also offers up a wide range of services, including psychic readings, rituals, and classes. Shop online at therobinsnestma.com or come to visit in person and be greeted by the sounds of running water, tinkling chimes, and laughing voices as you step into the magical realm. If you would like to become a sponsor for Voices of the Temple and contribute to the Temple of Witchcraft Community Center Fund, please contact Debbie Stellhorn at Debbie, and that's an IE, Stellhorn at templeofwitchcraft.org. Or look for more information at our website at templeofwitchcraft.org.
Big changes in your life, right? You've had
Yes.
recently come to be the caretaker and owner of the Robin's Nest, which is a
Yes.
super big supporter of the temple in many ways. What are your plans for this vital community store?
Oh, wow. That is what I feel like. I am just the bridge and the mediator here. I feel that the nest has its own entity and knows exactly what it wants. And we are working towards creating a place that is not creating. I'm going to take that back. We are still working with what has already been developed in the process of having a place where people can come that's neutral, where you can be accepted, you can be heard, and most of all, feel safe. And so I'm in the process of being able to continue to have a neutral place that we all can come to because everything is so uncertain right now. And as scary as it can be, I want all of us to be able to have a place to be able to have that and to come together to really lean on community, whether you're somebody that regularly comes in or somebody that just needs something. I'm working on making that bigger, that space bigger. And I'm very excited for what's coming, and I need my I's dotted and T's crossed before I can like put that out there. But it's going to be a beautiful place where we all can come together. And I look forward to bringing in my love of magic and art and the forest, and being a high priestess of the temple. I'm looking forward to merging all of these beautiful things together and sharing it with all communities. I don't want this to just be like a pick and choose. I want the nest to be what a nest is, which is home and safety for all.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, that's lovely. Well, that's good plans. I think, I think there's a magic to talking to something as a spirit, I know for myself, 'cause I watched the transition between you to like from Robbie to you and the whole magic of that, and watched the nest change its energy, which was really very cool. Because there it's very like it's different, but it's not bad. It's like still the nest, but it's like the nest of a new haircut, and she does that make sense?
She knows what she wants, and let me tell you, when I get in the way, it is very known. It's called just step out of the way and do what you're supposed to do. Thank you, and I love you. She's very, she knows what she wants.
That's awesome. So let's dive into you are an amazing artist, and can you tell us a little bit about your process and what you make, especially because you're bringing that into the nest?
So of course I'm inspired by nature. I've been creating things my whole entire life. I used to just start with my appearance because that was the easiest thing I could do, from hair, makeup, clothing. And when it came to nature, I had a tree, a maple tree that I loved. And it got cut, it got hit by lightning, and they needed to take it down. And of course, it was a very difficult thing for me. But when I talked to it, I told it that I wouldn't let its wood go to waste. So then I started making little spells, like little wooden spells and stuff with burning. And I'd add some herbs or a crystal or something to it. But I would give those as part of a spell when I would work with somebody. They would need something, like, let's say for healing. I would work with the wood, and I would do this enchantment on the wood, and I would give it to them. And then everybody's like, wow, these are really, really pretty. And so I started making more. And then I introduced them to Robbie Packard, who started carrying my art in the store. And that's where that took off from. And from there, I've moved into working with mushroom spirits. And wow, they are so much, but they're a lot like the fae. They're very silly, very particular on what they want, and just a lovely energy to work with. And I started with photographing them, and now I like to make little mushroom talismans, and I'm working with them in a different form, besides just the art aspect, from resin pieces to little talismans. But they're now working with oils. Like, you don't necessarily have to use just the banes to be able to have like flying ointments. You can work with the mushrooms that aren't, the psychedelic ones. I'm talking just your typical little guys. So that's been interesting. But let's see here, back to the art. So yeah, I like to work with the spirit of like the maple tree. And then who does the maple tree want to work with? They would like to work with fire elements. We'll bring the fire element in, and we'll do burning and so on and so forth. So it's pretty much, I kind of listen, and I'll come into my workshop and it's like, hey, I need to make a staff for so and so who wants to be a part of it. And they just volunteer and fall right in. So I like my favorite thing to do is to make custom pieces for people. I like to work with their guides and to make something that's special for them, and it's always some sort of element of nature. So I don't know if that makes any sense there, but yeah.
No, that makes sense. I think there is a when you're creating something, there is that moment where you have to sort of clear your mind and listen. You know,
Yeah.
to be able to know what you're going to add to it. Or,
Yeah.
you know, I think that's how our muses speak to us,
I
you
agree
know?
with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I've found that in writing and in painting and in so many things. Oh, and making the hanging cord spells
Yes.
every time. It's like, oh no, you need to have this on here. I'm like, okay, great.
Yeah, you don't even ask anymore. It's just like, okay, I don't know
Yeah,
why I did that,
okay.
and you find out later. Yeah.
And sometimes it'll have significance to the person if you're making something for them,
Yeah.
that you couldn't have imagined yourself.
Yeah, I have a lot of people like, oh, I love that you put this rosemary on here, because it has just now been coming up and talking to me. Or my grandmother's name is Rosemary, and she always, comes through on that. So it's really, I love it when people share their like joy on something. And sometimes when I'm making something, I'm like, this doesn't make any sense to me, and that's because it's not supposed to make sense to me. It's supposed to make sense to them. So yeah, it's
I
fun
found
that
that
way.
both in art and in readings and things like that, where
Yeah.
you say something and you're like, I don't know what this means, but
Oh yeah,
here you
absolutely. Yeah.
go. And then it's their job to sort of figure that out. All right, so we're coming to the end. We got our last question. You ready?
Yes.
What is the best advice you have either been given or have come up with that you would think would be helpful to the community?
This one is tricky, because the first advice I think that was given to me that was very useful, and I think anybody could tap into it, is kind of going off of what we just said. No matter what you're focusing on, no matter what you're doing, leave room for spirit, because the spirit is going to guide you in the direction you need to go, and you need to leave room for that. But you also have to be open to it, because it can tell you something and suggest something, but it's up to you to be able to stop and let it flow, or to invite it in. And that was some of the best advice for me that I've taken to all aspects, not just, it was given to me when I first started writing rituals, and it's gone beyond that for me. So I say always leave room for spirit. And my advice also, I would say, work on always trying to go back and find your center. Be breathe through things, find your center, and always, always hold compassion and kindness for others because there is so hate is so infectious, anxiety is infectious, but when one person just smiles at you, it just opens you up. So always find your center and keep compassion in your heart. So that would be my two little things that I would send
That's
off
awesome.
there.
I have so when I was in high school, our commencement speaker and whatever, they had Rusty DeWees, who was a comedian in Vermont. And so he lived locally. So he got up and he was like, his best advice was to always return to basics whenever you got lost.
Oh
Return to
my
the
God, I love
basics.
that.
And I
I
was
love
like,
that.
it's pretty good advice, especially with witchcraft, but is, whenever you're lost, just returning to the basics and going, okay, what can I do with the basics that I have? And I don't
I
know
wrote that
why
down. I love that.
it popped into my head after you said yours of finding
I
your
love that.
center, because I feel like the basics do help me find my center. It's not always the grand that we do.
Absolutely. Well, we get knocked off kilter so easily. You get this and then this gets in the way and then you need to focus on this. And what's really helped me, and I learned this through Witchcraft 5, was just being able to realign. And I used to get irritated when I hear the people say, okay, you just need to breathe, find your center. And I'm like, okay, shut up, you. I get it now. I understand where they're coming from, and I love returning to the basics because that's exactly, you just need to reset. It helps you come and reset. And when you reset, you're in a beautiful neutral position so that you don't have to like worry about yesterday or stress about tomorrow, but you can be present in the here and the now because we are just too distracted. We need to focus, we need to stay centered and live. It's not living when you're worried about yesterday and you're scared to death of tomorrow. What kind of life is that? I
Not very
love
much a
that.
one.
Return to your basics. I like that.
So,
Beautiful.
thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you
And
for
of
having me,
course, to
Adam.
every and of course to everyone, if you can visit the Nest.
Okay.
It's an amazing space and it's transforming all the time. Every
Yep.
time I go in, there's something new happening. It is a very special place and the place where I've done the most of my teaching at the Nest. So, yeah. All right.
Thank you.
So
Yay.
let us get our spiritual space all decomposed.
Mushrooms, they're talking.
It's a little forest magic there. So
What a
we
fungi.
exactly. We thank the great spirit and the two who move as one. We thank the three rays of love, will, and wisdom. We thank the goddess and the god who move through us and work with us. May we recognize your presence in our lives. Blessed be. Merry
Blessed
meet,
be.
merry part, and merry meet again.
Maybe we meet again. Yay.
Bye, listeners.
Bye.
You've been listening to Voices of the Temple. The contents of this podcast are copyright 2010 of the Temple of Witchcraft. For more information, please visit templeofwitchcraft.org.